In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, the eternal Word and Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary. He lives among us, he teaches and he heals us. He gives himself over to death for the life of the world. He suffers and is buried, and on the third day he rises from the dead. He ascends to heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. This is our faith. Do you believe it? Do you believe it in the same way that you believe in the existence of dinosaurs long ago? Do you have faith in Christ in the same way that you believe the results from physics or chemistry or biology? Is the resurrection a cold, hard fact? Is it like our belief that the earth revolves around the sun, or like our belief that 2 + 2 = 4? Many voices tell us that faith and science, that they compete with one another. There are two teams, and either you play for the one or you play for the other. A person of reason, we are told, cannot be a person of faith. And the person of faith cannot be or pretend also to be a person of reason. You cannot believe, these voices say, you cannot believe in both mathematics and miracles. Either you trust the scientific method or it is Holy Scripture that you trust, but you can't trust both. And for certain, belief is a struggle. Belief is a struggle for many. And it's true, and it always will be true. There is no firsthand evidence of the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There are no newspaper stories. There are no video recordings. No birth records, no tax returns, nothing to see with our eyes or to touch with our hands or to hear with our ears. The cry of the Father this morning in St. Mark's Gospel sounds very personal to many of us, very personal. His son is suffering and he asks Christ for help, and Jesus says to him, "All things are possible to the one who believes." And the Father cries out, "I believe, help my unbelief. I believe, but not completely. I still have doubt. And sometimes my doubts are bigger than my faith. I believe, Lord, help my unbelief." But brothers and sisters, science and Christianity are not at war with one another. They are not. You don't have to pick sides. You can root for both teams. Science and Christianity are, they're completely different sports. They never go head to head. The scientist has one job, and she tries to do that job very, very well. The scientist's job is to understand things. Things. Understand rocks, understand planets, understand frogs and fire and friction. The universe is one gigantic, beautiful home, and the scientist is there to understand the furniture, the stuff in it. And I can't speak for other faiths. I can only speak for Christianity. Jesus Christ did not come to establish a new religion. He did not come to give us new teachings to believe in that same way. Jesus Christ did not come to give us new buildings and new rules and new institutions. Jesus Christ came to give us the gift of himself. Christianity is not a bunch of teachings about how the world works or doesn't work. Christianity is a relationship with a person, always and only. It's a relationship with a person. Christianity is the quest for knowledge about Jesus Christ. The job of the scientist is to understand things. The job of the Christian is to understand a person. And these are two very different jobs, very different jobs. To understand things, to understand earthquakes and electrons, the scientist needs tools. She needs a strong and clear mind, a respect for reason and data and measurement. To To understand a person, a different tool is needed. To understand a person, the most important tool is not reason. The most important tool is love. Love. Anyone who is blessed to share a loving relationship, maybe it's with your spouse, maybe it's with your parents, maybe it's with your children or brothers and sisters or a very close friend. Anyone blessed to share a loving relationship with another person can confirm that unless you love someone, you really don't know them. You might know things about them. You might know what their hair color is or what their favorite movie might be. But there's so much else about them that will forever be hidden from you. Understanding a person starts with love. And it is from love that knowledge grows. Science doesn't work that way, right? If I want to prove that there is life on Mars, I have to collect data. Evidence is required. Pictures, measurements, recordings. Love has nothing to do with it. I don't have to love little green men to prove that life does or does not exist elsewhere in the universe. Science doesn't work that way, but faith does. Faith does work that way. The Christian is the one who strives to understand the person of Jesus Christ, to grow in knowledge about the one who the church proclaims as Lord and Savior. The question is not, what is Jesus Christ? The question is, who he is. Who is Jesus Christ? And if you want to understand a person, success is impossible without love. It's impossible. If you don't believe me, at least believe the Lord. The disciples this morning, they asked Jesus, why could we not cast out that demon? What went wrong? And it's clear from Christ's response that their faith is not strong enough. Their belief is not strong enough. It is clear the faith is weak. And Jesus says, this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Dwell on that for just a moment. This is the season of prayer and fasting. This is Great Lent, and it's important to ask ourselves, what is the meaning of it all? Why do we fast? There can be many reasons, but always remember this. We fast in order to fail. We fast always in order to fail. Fasting is a tool. Fasting is the Christian's laboratory. It is a tool that shows me what I love more than Christ. Fasting helps me to see where love is absent in my life, where I have squashed down love so that I can leave room for anger and jealousy and greed, to leave room for an unforgiving heart. When we fail at fasting, when fasting is hard for us, then we've learned something really important. We've learned how my love for Christ and for others is too small. We learn that we don't live up to our preaching, right? We claim to be a people of love. We claim to worship a God who is love. We proclaim that we are loved by Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that God so loves this world that he desires to live with us and to bring us new life and a new creation, even if the cross stands in the way. But if I cannot let go of my anger, I cannot recognize the truth about Jesus Christ. If I cannot forgive my enemies, I cannot understand the truth about God's love for me, for you, and for this world. If my heart is filled with resentment, if it's filled with anger and hatred and envy, if I hate you or if I hate the tribe on the other side of the prairie, if I hate the other demographic, or if I even hate myself, then my mind will refuse to believe in a God who loves this world. If all I see in the world is anger and hate, then my mind will refuse to believe in Jesus Christ. Understanding him will be impossible. You and I struggle with faith for many reasons, but in the first place, we struggle with faith because you and I struggle with love. In our darkest moments, this is how our mind works. In our darkest moments, our mind says, you, the other person, you are not lovable. I don't see anything to love in you. So how can there be a God who loves his creation? Ridiculous. No such God exists. Or in those dark moments, we say, I am not lovable. I don't see anything to love in me. So there is no God who would be willing to die for me because he loves me. Ridiculous. No such God exists. This is why Christ urges his disciples to fast. It seems like such a strange thing for him to say in that particular situation, but this is the reason why. Fasting helps them to see, and it helps us to see our weaknesses. When we fast, we discover very quickly what makes us irritated, what makes us mean and petty. We see our true values more clearly. We see how much we desire control or we desire comfort. We see how small our love for others can be. The Christian who fasts is like the farmer at planting time. When we fast, we see our sins so very clearly. Fasting shows us what we need to work on, who we need to forgive. We see the anger that we need to give up. But it's like planting seeds. When we fast and when we confess our sins, then the seed of love is planted in our hearts. And this is where prayer enters. With fasting, we plant those seeds. We plant those seeds of love. But if we want the seeds to grow and to sprout, prayer is needed. With prayer, daily prayer, prayer for others, prayer for that gives thanks to God. With prayer, we water and we nourish those young seedlings until love does grow to a full flowering within us. Jesus says to his disciples that they do not believe because they do not love. But with fasting and prayer, love grows. It always does. Just as certainly as Kansas grows rich with good things for the harvest each year. I believe, O Lord, help my unbelief. These are the words of the suffering Father. And during Great Lent, and especially I would say during Great Lent, these are our words too. And our Lord responds, but he responds in that very particular way. He does not offer new facts. He does not deliver undiscovered photos of the empty tomb. He doesn't deliver recordings of the Sermon on the Mount. There is no big reveal on Facebook Live. Jesus is not a thing. He's not a thing. He's a person. And our understanding of Jesus Christ as a person, just as with any person, it's impossible without love. Impossible. Love for Christ, love for others, and love for ourselves. If you are waiting for a birth certificate from Bethlehem, God bless your search. If you are hungry for faith that leads to life, then Jesus says very simply to begin with fasting and prayer. Fast so that you might fail at fasting. The bad fast is a good fast. It teaches us much. When we fast and fail, we see where love and forgiveness are needed. Love and forgiveness which will grow when planted. All things are possible to the one who believes. That's because all things are possible to the one who loves. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Lord, I love, help my lack of love. Amen.